So, Carmen, I think we're keeping the recording on and we're going to splice it later. So it's two sections. Is that right?
Correct.
Correct. And is it that you want Al and I to help facilitate this next section? Is that what I heard?
Yes, please.
All righty. So we've said we'll be here for 45 minutes, and this is an open forum. Al, you want to just say hi to everyone? He's one of our trustees. All we're going to do is direct traffic, if you will. You raise your hand, and if there's a particular committee that's here or there's something about the board, then let us know and we'll find the right person to answer the question. Or if you just want to provide comments, that's good too.
I think we're recognizing Josh first.
Yeah, he's got his hand up first, Al. So I'm going to ask you to call on hands. Thank you.
Yeah, Josh, I'm calling on you for your comments.
I am recognizing being called on. So totally something I don't think we even touched on today, but I've seen bopping around a little bit that's really interesting to me is has to do with literature. This is a bit of a request for information. So I believe as I looked at the literature page right now, literature is without a chair. The board's looking into an assessment of processes. It feels like I don't mean this in an accusatory way, but it kind of like fell over. And trying to figure out what needs to happen to get things up and running again. First of all, correct me if that's not right, but that's my assent. But my question is, one of the things I noticed there was the report. I was reading through the report from this sort of study from the board about all the literature stuff. And there's, it's sort of acknowledged in the report that there's a number of things that are sort of in flight, if on pause because of these challenges, right? And one of them is this idea of the revision of the big red book, right? And I've heard a number of people raise this topic and different venues. And like, I kind of was under the impression from the report that it was on pause, but then other people were saying, no, there's a study group or a group that's working on the big red book revision project. And I feel like that's a topic that's probably of interest to everybody here. So I'd just love to hear more about that. And if people want to get involved, how they get involved, I couldn't find the information for that. So if we could get some clarification on that, I'd really appreciate it.
Thank you for the question. I'm going to call upon Tamara in a moment, but I would say to you that yes, we don't have a chair yet. What we did, we're hearing is burnout. We were hearing a lot of volunteers were burning out, and before passing that burnout off to somebody else to deal with, the board said, let's put a small project team together, and it's being led by Tamara. And the two volunteers remaining were well, Chris H, who was overall coordinating things then, and he's now the chair for sub chair for the literature development, which we've restructured, and also Alaska from Lit Eval. She's the chair of Lit Eval, and we had an open communication meeting for those volunteers. And what we're doing is looking at why did we have a burnout? What is our process? And one of the first things we're doing is lining up all the books that have been approved by the ABC under Lit Deval, Chris H. And we're now reviewing scope that the ABC asked us and double checking with those author teams. So I don't want to take a lot of time because there's so many questions here. If you want to volunteer, if you want more information, I know the team is posting on the literature update. But Tamara, can you add some things here for a minute or two?
Yeah, I just like to go a little bit further on how that looks in application. Chris, being the chair of the literature development team, is working with all of the writing teams, the current ones, and some may be paused, some may not, but we have met with almost all of them. I believe we met with all of them at least once, and we're going to have a regular schedule where we're meeting with them to sync up on, how are they doing? Is their scope statement matching the motion that they're writing towards, and do they need any resources or anything? And so it's been a really positive response, I think, unless somebody has a different opinion. But even I know, Aaron, you have your hand raised, but we met with the Big Red Book revision group and got good, really good clarification on the work they've been doing so far, and it looks really great. And we're just going to make plans with each of the teams to go forward to complete their projects.
But the specific question was, if somebody here is interested in getting involved in that BRB revision project, how do they do so?
So, Tamara, you have an email on the literature website. Also, the literature email's fine. It's being looked after. So, if maybe what I could ask Alaska or Chris if they're here, can you post the emails in the web section in the chat so that people can see it? And we haven't fallen over. We took a deliberate pause to say, okay, what do we need to do so that people aren't burning out and that we've got some kind of organization and planning in it? And because the author teams were feeling scattered, and that's okay. Progress, not perfection. So we plan on bringing a full report out to the 2025 ABC. Alaska's got her hand up. She might want to say a few words. In the meantime, if Tamara or others can post information, it's absolutely accessible to get a hold of
You
people.
just add something before Alaska, before you start. I think Josh, you're asking directly about the Big Red Book revision group. So just write to literature and we'll find a contact for you if you want to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, and if you could put those emails in the chat to make it easy for not just Josh, but anybody else who may be interested. And Alaska, I'm going to call upon you because you might have a comment about this because you're directly involved in the planning. And I would say it's just not the book teams. We're also looking at Comline right now, and we're working with some volunteers, and we will have more on that later. Alaska?
Yeah, thank you. I'm not able to post anything in the chat, so I can't do
Okay.
that. but I just wanted to say that there actually aren't any projects on hold in literature right now. The Big Red Book revision is they've been meeting, they're still meeting. They are wanting people to join the team. I don't know what their particular email address is, but you can also contact them on Slack, I believe. Sandy D is one of the people who are kind of directing that project. And so, when you say that you've heard that things are on hold, I don't know what it, like if there's a specific thing that you're speaking about, but right now, nothing is on hold, and we're still going ahead with all of the projects. Thanks.
Thank you, Alaska. And I'll call Erin out of order because she might have something to say about literature. And then I'll go back into order and I'll call upon Nick. Erin? And is can Erin be unmuted? Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yes, it's actually revise. I'll put it in the chat. It's revise at DRB, something like that. But so what the Big Red Book revision, they're meeting on Saturday evenings actually at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I think it's like the second and fourth. I'll dig that up and put that in the chat also. What they are doing, and they have been doing, despite not having a chair for quite some time, is they're working on the motion, and the motion specifically was about planning the Big Red Book to be much more diverse and inclusive. They are at this specific time working on a survey and working with data analysis on how to send that survey out to the entire fellowship. Yes, you can attend and observe. Usually they would like you to observe the first meeting and get a lay of the land, or get a, that was an idiom, get an understanding of how what they're doing and this and that. And Zoe here is also on that committee actually. So I think I got that. Thank you.
Thank you. And Zoe, I don't exclude you since you I didn't know you were here for the BRB as well. Do you want to say anything in, let's say, 30 to 50 seconds? And then we'll need to call upon, and I'm going to ask Carmen, I think, to time us so that everybody gets a chance to have a voice.
Yeah, we're meeting every second and fourth Saturday, and the information for that, the Zoom information, is on the committee calendar on the acawso.org website. So, and it's been on there, from the beginning. And we are making progress. We've developed questions. We're working with the data analysis committee to come up with a first survey to send out.
Okay, thank you, Zoe, and thank you so much for your service. Al, can you take over? My voice is going, and I think Nick is in the next line.
Sure, thank you. So, Nick, in my home state of Illinois, you're next to provide some comments or questions. Nick, are you having trouble
Yeah,
with
it
the
just
tape?
wouldn't give
There
me
you
a
go.
wouldn't let me unmute. Sorry. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Just really quick, is there any intention or can I get just a quick blurb on why the meetings, the annual business meeting, there isn't an in-person option? Like a personal group, where they can meet physically in person as well. I'm sure there's good reason why that changed or why that isn't happening. But wouldn't mind just a few thoughts on that, or if that could come back and they could also host via Zoom during those meetings. Ideally, that'd be great. Of course, like we want to make sure everybody's included, but just looking for a few thoughts on that.
Thank you, Nick. I can take that because we went 100% online because of COVID, right, in 2020. And then in 2022, part of that ABC study, and it was an ABC and AWC study, a lot of information was there. And we were to look at it and we were getting feedback, but nobody has done anything about it at this point. I think it's really important that we start looking at when can we meet in person together and have a hybrid? Because we'll need to cost it out, budget it out as well. So I think that's something I'm sure the studies will start to look at, maybe sustainability. Charlie's got his hand up. So it's definitely on the table to review again and as we move forward post-COVID. And thank you for the question. And Charlie, did you want to add something shortly? And then we'll move on to other hands.
Yes. Anybody who was around in 2020, we all remember because COVID hit literally about 5 weeks before the conference was supposed to happen. And there was broad agreement to cancel it. In the end, there was no choice. We're also going through a global phase. And we know now it's very hard, really unrealistic for people to come, from halfway around the world. So the sustainability or the whole ABC study authorized in 2022, this question you're raising, Nick, was actually question number one. And that's certainly something we're going to reference, I believe, in the sustainability report in May. My own personal opinion, because we've not really talked about it in enough depth to say I'm speaking on behalf of anybody else's, that at the very least, we always need a hybrid option going forward. That if we can get in person, that would be phenomenal. Reconnection in a way we haven't been able to do in recent years, but I don't think we can make it off limits for people to attend because of financial issues. So I see some combination as something we're going to look at. Pass.
Thank you, Charlie. And we actually had like a very simple hybrid, if you will, in 2019. It wasn't Zoom because I don't know if Zoom even existed, but we had a little something that people around the world could participate in. So thank you for your question. And Al, I'm going to turn it over to you before my voice goes.
Okay. Nick, let me just provide one point of history for in-persons meeting. I was chair of the intergroup and also head of the ABC meeting in 2014. And I can tell you that planning an ABC, even on a small venue, I think we had less than 70 people meeting. Was a very formidable task. So, in general, I agree with the fact that we ought to be back in a three-dimensional situation where we meet people other than on Zoom. But I would just caution people that raising expectations too high, it does take a lot of horsepower to pull off a local meeting. and then combine it with the potential of all of our electronic tools that we have available. So thank you. But thank you for the question. And Pam, you've been waiting patiently. Why don't you go ahead and give us your comments or questions?
I was just going to take my hand down.
Leave it up.
I had a couple of questions. They weren't related to the Red Book or anything else. They were on a whole nother realm. So I was looking online and I was trying to find the intergroup meeting list and find the region stuff. And I'm not new to ACA. I started like 100 years ago and I was involved a long, long time ago, but I am really new in this decade, this millennia to ACA. And so a lot of things have changed since I was younger and more involved. But trying to navigate and find the information, and this may not be the right forum to ask this question, but to try to find out the intergroup information, to find out the regional information, and being a delegate, I don't even know what region, if we are even a member of a region. Nevada is a pretty independent state. And earlier it was brought up how to even get members to be involved and be active in the group, let alone be involved in the World Service Organization or be involved in conferences. So is there a streamlined way for me to find this information?
Thank you for your question. And I'll start. And if Mary Jo wants to add to it, we recognize that. We were talking about it as a board in our strategic retreat about the need for more visibility so that you can find intergroups and regions to join. And we have a new website that's coming in this year. So we're looking at that and we'll be bringing it, of course, to the conference with the delegates. So we recognize that. In the meantime, I'll post it. There is a place where you can go to find out what regions exist. We have three. And what intergroups exist, and you can take a look at all of them. And again, we're trying to make it better for you. So if someone can do that on my behalf, I would appreciate it. Put the direct link to check out region listings and intergroup listings separately, and hang in. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And Pam, I just want to say I share your, let's say, I don't call it frustration, but bewilderment at all the different resources that have evolved over the years for this fellowship. And it is daunting to try and figure it all out. And I guess all I would say is just keep trying and keep asking and you'll find your way. Marion, I think you're next. Thank you for your patience.
And Al, just so you recognize, Daniel's been up for a while, so he can go after Marion.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll make him next.
Okay. Hi there. A couple of questions. It's kind of tricky because I wanted to talk about the Big Red Book revision. The problem for me is, you know, right at the beginning it states inclusive. But the problem is, for example, the time that that group is meeting is not an hour that a lot of the rest of the world can make, unfortunately. I just think particularly about the feedback that I've heard from South Africa about wanting to give input, because a lot of the language is very confusing for people where they're speaking English second language. But that time is 3 in the morning, I think. So how to get involved, because sending out a questionnaire is not the same as actually being able to have dialogue. And there are some issues that came up recently about the latest publication. that were some concerns. I hope they found their way back to the committee. I have asked the people concerned to do that. That's the one issue. I would need to speak on another subject as well, but let me keep it to that for now.
Yeah, one at a time, and you can
Yeah,
always put
respond to
your
that.
hand, you can always put your hand back up, Marianne. Yeah, I was going to call on you, Aaron, not to worry. So you're on the BRB revision team because I know Zoe's here. Okay, go ahead.
So when the BRB revision started, they actually had two meetings to try to meet global. They had one in the morning. I think it was, Zoe will remember, maybe it was like an 8 a.m. and an 8 p.m. ET. We got nobody global. And they tried it for quite a few months. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't be willing to, extend something again. So I would email them.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Erin. And I'm not sure, maybe something we bring back to the literature project team, but I'm not sure if we've set up a link. And maybe we're not ready to set up a link, but maybe we will be set up a link for people to provide feedback. So,
Yeah.
that's really helpful because when people are sleeping in the US, people are awake in Europe and other places in South Africa and other parts of the world. So, a forum where people can provide feedback can be very helpful and less. And easier for a team of people to look at versus individual emails that are coming in. But those are things we can talk about. I appreciate all the service you're doing. Zoe's got her hand up. I'd like to recognize
But
Zoe.
if I may just finish the comment, then I was going to suggest, is it not possible to at least have something like an open Slack channel where people, as opposed to coming to every meeting, can rather just put their thoughts or their concerns or their reservations up, and publicize that, or make it, in other words, not just a form, some form of dialogue type situation. And I was going to say the same thing about the sustainability issues. If there's an open channel, we can start conversations that way, surely. And then it doesn't matter what time of day or wherever people are located. Thank you.
Thank you, Marion. And Zoe's got her hand up. I'll recognize. And then we really need to go back to Daniel so everyone has equal airtime here. But thank you for your question. Zoe?
Yeah, thank you, Marion. I'll take your concerns back to our next committee meeting a week from today. And mention some of the options that were discussed today. Appreciate hearing about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Zoe. Back to you, Al.
Okay. Daniel, thank you for your patience. You're next for comments or questions.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for my voice. I am first time in this conference, sorry. So thank you. For this kind of opportunity. I want to ask about increase the price. This is understand for me, but I wonder about some discount. Maybe you will have to you want to have more orders, big orders, so maybe it will be chance to get some discount. For example, when intergroup or group order, I don't know, 50, 100, some numbers of books to get some discount. Maybe it will be able. And I wonder, it is some it, there are some discounts or it can be some discounts. Can I get more information? And also about the new
Time.
positions. Sorry. So
That's okay,
thank you
Daniel. You
for
can
my
always
time.
put your hand up for the second question. But to answer your first question, there's a 30% discount for intergroups. So you automatically get a 30% discount. So if you order it before March 1st, it's even bigger. After March 1st, you still have this 30% discount. And that's for all intergroups. Now there is an additional support that we give for translated literature first time publication. I'm not sure what country you're from and if there's, if you're you have a different language. So you can speak to that. We have a translation team, but the first publication of a translated goes for almost 60% discount at basically at print price for the first 300 books, and that's helped to help the emerging fellowships. to blossom. We have found that that is extremely helpful for them. And I think there's 10% discount for a certain volume, but we can get that. It's all posted on our websites. Does that make sense to you? Before I move on, I just want to make sure you understand. And if you want to let me know, you know, if there's if you're on the translation team or your intergroup is supporting a translation team.
I represent the Poland intergroup. We order, we get some first order to Polish BRB. And I wonder what is about the first 300 books? Is the discount only for intergroup, or it is also available for groups, for region, for example? So our intergroups order this first 300 books, so I know this. But if some other groups, intergroup, will order the next 300 books, for example, so can get also this the same discount, almost 60%.
Yeah, so I'm gonna ask Bill to speak. We're working through things, but we can get Bill's email in the chat for you. We work
Yeah,
with the
please.
intergroups because sometimes their meeting groups would like it direct shipped to them versus
Yeah.
the intergroup, and that can be arranged. But I'll let Bill. So yes, everybody in your fellowship has access to this. We just need to make it happen. And Bill, would you add to that or clarify it?
Well, I think I heard you say that you wanted to know about the 300 books. It's the first 300 that are sold. It's not 300 to the intergroup and then 300 to a group and so forth. It's the first 300, and it's usually an intergroup that places that order. And we just fulfilled another order with the Polish intergroup for 500 more big red books that'll be shipping very soon, as soon as the invoice is taken care of. But yeah, I think Sue covered the rest of it.
Yeah, very good. And we have a printer very close to you in Latvia. So, Daniel, you've got Bill's information. I'll put my publishing chair email there because I am the chair of publishing. You can contact either or both of us. And thank you for the question. Al, back to you.
Okay, and Patricia, we want to thank you for your patience. I think you're up next for comments or questions.
Thanks. I just wanted to second the idea of offering a form for input on the Big Red Book revision. I know that it's not the same as a dialogue, but not everyone has access to Slack either. And I think if a form was open-ended enough, or organized in a way to allow a good bit of conversation of input could be given that way, solicited that way, it strikes me as unfortunate that we have this great way to have fellowship input on when books are under fellowship review, but when a book is under revision, as beloved as the Big Red Book, it would be nice to hear from people out in the fellowship, as well as the hardworking committee members who are working on it, who I really would like to thank for that, because that is a tough job.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to pull some web links, Al. So if you can continue to facilitate, I'd appreciate it. And thank you so much, Patricia.
Okay. Alaska, we see your raised hand there. You're next for comments or questions.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Al. My name is Alaska. I'm Adult Children. And I did want to kind of say that that the literature projects that are going on do need people to join in, and the subcommittees, literature development, and then also literature evaluation. Literature development is totally going through a revamping, and bringing all of the writers and projects under the WSO. And it's a
It's a lot of work, and there's like one person that's kind of in charge of it right now. And so if anybody has any interest, once again, write to the, and I think that there is a separate vault for volunteers who want to volunteer for literature. That there's a special email, which I don't know what it is. Another thing I wanted to kind of emphasize is fellowship review. What that is, I'm not sure that people really understand what that even means, that a publication is in fellowship review. And in order to get the most out of having things in fellowship review, people need to be aware of that and actually sending in reviews and feedback. And so what it means that when a publication is in fellowship review, this is before conference approval, and it is the opportunity for the fellowship to be able to use the literature, use it, read it, use it with their meetings with fellow travelers, and then to be able to comment on it. The fellowship review period is the time when we are looking for feedback and comments from the fellowship. And this is all before it then will go on to conference approval. So right now, A New Hope handbook is in fellowship review, and I think that's it. And the Loving Parent Guidebook just came out of fellowship review, and so we will be doing the post-fellowship review evaluation, taking all of the feedback comments that we've received for the Loving Parent Guidebook, and going through them and incorporating them or not, and then being able to put it towards conference approval. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alaska, and thank you
Thank
for
you,
calling.
Alaska. Yeah.
A couple things, as we mentioned in our reports, is that connections, which is going to help us all. It was an ABC motion to look at sponsorship and how we do it in our fellowship. And a book is coming out with connections, and we're in the final design phase. There's a lot of work in putting out a new publication. And Bill, I think we're almost ready, and it should be out for an ebook and a print book in the next few months. Bill, did you want to say anything about that? And then, secondly, why don't you talk? I'm so thrilled. I want audiobooks. That's my personal view, by the way, not the board's view. My personal view is to have audiobooks as well. Ebooks around the world we got now, but I want audiobooks around the world, but it costs money. So, Bill, do you want to take those two things and let people know?
So as Sue said, Connections is in the very final typesetting stage. It's a book about sponsorship and the role it plays and fellow travelers play in ACA recovery. It's been through several reviews now of different proofs and drafts. It's in the final typesetting stages with a design with a designer. The SMR audiobook has been 100% reviewed as of the yesterday. All of the files have been listened to. All of the audio files have been listened to, and the de deficiencies noted in a worksheet that we have on our website. Thankful to IT Brad and Martin for their work in Airtable. They developed a form online that allowed people to click on it, access the audio file, listen to it. Lock it so no one else can listen to it again, and then note the deficiencies in the form and tabulate them in a spreadsheet in Google in Airtable. So they're now being turned over to the editing engineer, who will go in and either decide whether he can fix those de deficiencies or whether they need to be re-recorded. But we are moving at light speed to get this audiobook out. They do cost a pretty good bit of money, over $5,000 to create one. And that's if you have volunteers doing the reading, which we found out really didn't work that well. You need professionals that have the right equipment and the right studio to do that. But as Sue said, audiobooks are the way of the future for ACA, and we can't wait to get started on the next one after we finish this one.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, it's so exciting. Al, over to you, and we have more hands.
Yes, we do. And I'm going to recognize Karen from West Great Lakes first. I think she came on first. So, Karen, your comments or questions are welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Waiting for the invitation to unmute. So again, my name is still Karen. I'm still a gratefully recovering adult child, and I am speaking now as the chair of the ballot prep committee. We had a lot of conversation at the meeting earlier about how to bring new business before the conference, and the ballot process is our well-established process for each meeting to bring me business that they consider relevant to the attention of the fellowship, upon which the fellowship gets to vote about which item to add to the agenda. And so this year's ballot has been published. It went up a week or so ago. And I encourage you to go to the ballot prep committee website to download the ballot and review it. We have 13 proposals on the ballot, and there's some interesting ideas in there. So take a look and bring that to your meetings to discuss it. We also have some ballot proposal presentations coming up in February, on February 8th, February 9th, February 21st, and February 22nd, which gives all members of the fellowship the opportunity to ask the proposing groups any questions you might have. We are about to publish a more detailed schedule for which proposals will be presented at which of the listed dates. All of that will go up on the ballot prep committee website, and I want to thank Sue and Brad for posting that link in the chat. Thank you so much for letting me be of service.
Thank you, Karen. Let's see. Next, Josh, would you like to make a comment or add some questions?
I think Marcus is before me.
Yeah.
Okay. Marcus, would you like to go next?
This is on the audiobooks. I was just wondering, I think there's a pretty significant model out LibriVox recordings in which, I mean, they've got thousands of audio recordings, and I think it's completely nonprofit, and I bet they must be able to do it for less than $5,000. They have huge numbers of audiobooks, and
Yes.
I just wondered if they've been contacted or anything around that model.
What was the name of the company again,
Yeah.
Mark?
What's the
It's
name?
LibriVox.
How do you spell it? Maybe you could put it in.
I believe it's LibriVox.
We did contact one nonprofit firm that does audiobooks, and the problem is that they didn't do the recording. They just I mean, they did it, but they didn't do it fully to turn it into an audiobook. They didn't provide that service.
Oh, okay. It wasn't really a corporation, but anyway, you might check it out if you hadn't contacted them. Thank you.
Keep it coming, Marcus, and other people. If anybody has a great ideas, even if they just think it might be a bad idea, we don't care. All ideas are good. Just let us know, because we have been researching vast and far to do this as cheaply as we can. I'll just say this about the audiobooks. When we looked at the ebooks in 2021, when publishing came in, we knew we couldn't do everybody on an ebook in 1 year. The budget couldn't stand it. So it took us 3 years to get everybody on an ebook. And we started in the new standard is every time we do a new book, there's an ebook. And right now we're at audiobooks. So we only have one audio BRB. We're going to now have one SMR. And I know that some of the translated groups want to do this as well. So we're looking for creative solutions to do this, because I don't think we want to wait 30 years to make it all happen. So all ideas are welcome. Thank you for that. And I think Stefan's next.
There we go. How many buttons do I
Okay.
got to push to talk? Okay, there we go. I just want to say that, I mean, we're down to 51 people, and we got a lot of really dedicated people here. One of the common things that I keep hearing, and I think I've said it a whole bunch of times, is we really need more volunteers at the, across the board. And to get that, we need more outreach to the individual meetings. So I'd like to invite everybody here, because I think we're kind of the core people. And I want to thank everybody for staying, by the way, to come to the intergroup roundtable that we're having tomorrow. It's very informal. We're throwing ideas around. And why I started it was pretty much to try and bridge that between WSO and the meetings. And I think intergroups and regions can really be an important tool for that. And personally, I'm really frustrated with my local meetings and why I'm not getting as much participation. And because I really want to give back personally. So any help that we can get to bridge that gap, to get more personal involvement on the meeting level. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like tradition 12 and step 12 are contradictory, and as well as the all the meetings are autonomous, and meetings aren't autonomous. We're part of a great big giant cell structure. And so anyway, I just wanted to revoice my frustration, but more importantly, I wanted to invite people to come. No idea is a bad idea. And on the Slack channel is the information how to attend. I don't remember the time.
I'm going to interrupt for a second, Stefan. If you can post it, great. If you can't post it, I'm going to ask someone on this call to get the information you said is on a Slack channel and post it in here. Okay. So that everybody has easy access. Can you do that, or do you need someone to do it for you?
Well, if somebody can do it quicker, my granddaughter keeps poking her head in.
What channel is it on? Is it in the members?
It's on the intergroup roundtable. Okay.
William is still here, I think. William, can you find a way of posting that so that everybody has it? The second thing I want to comment on, and I'll move it over back to Al and Pam, is my own humble experience. I'm just speaking for me, is the meeting group's first priority is the ACA recovery. It's the new people coming in and just the recovery pieces. It's very hard for them to do a lot more than that. And they tend, at least in my area, they tend to go and ask for extra from the intergroups. And I think we all know that our service structure needs to be reviewed, assessed, and how is it serving and not serving us so that we can provide the support that they need. And so I hear your frustration and higher power has it. And we're in this pivotal, important moment in our history that we will shift. And I believe more volunteers will come in. We're almost at 3,000 meetings in 69 countries, over 30 languages. We're growing. And we're becoming one world, one fellowship together. And I couldn't be more inspired. Al Beck.
I know everybody's not like me, where it's just I had to do service. Otherwise, I would find a back door to not do the work. And this is too hard. I don't want to. Yeah, I've been avoiding emotions my entire life. Now all of a sudden, you're wanting me to do that? No, I'm out of here. So
I know, and I just want to stop us for a second. So we have 5 minutes left, and we have here. Thank you for everything you do, and I'm going to move back to Al and Pam.
But Sue, do we have a timer for this?
I just want to be fair. Timing. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 hands.
So 1 minute apiece, we should be able to finish. But please limit the comments to less than 1 minute.
Yeah, especially if you need a response.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you, Sue and Carmen. And Pam, you're on for a minute. And you're on mute.
Perhaps we can move on and come
Move
back to
to
you.
maybe we move to Josh and we'll come back to Pam.
I think she just came off mute. Yeah, we can't hear her. Okay.
So, Josh, are you okay with starting up for your 1 minute?
Yeah. Okay. So, literature, core function of any WSL, any fellowship, right? Literature and publishing, literature development and publishing. That's a core WSO function. I'm a little bit concerned because the fact that even though I read these reports, this information was not clear to me, and I looked at the Blue website, it's not clearly laid out. So I think this feels to me like a information dissemination opportunity, where it's like if this was all collected in a digestible format, like the what's in flight, what's what the status is, where the service opportunities are, where the meetings are, you know, all on one page on the Blue website. One, it would help get the information out to the fellowship, but also you might get more volunteers because more people would know about it. Right. The other thing is, I think.
Time.
Thank you, Josh. And Pam just said that she was muted. So something happened technically. Can we unmute Pam?
Pam has been unmuted. It's on her side.
All righty. Thank you. And I'm saying Pam A. Okay. I think there was another Pam. Thanks.
And with this last recognition, I know that I'm going to have to sign off here in a minute or so. So I'm going to turn this over to Karen, and hopefully the rest of you folks can carry on. So Karen,
Pam.
Go ahead.
Pam, thank you so much, Pam.
Did we want to do this first?
Yeah, I think Pam's next if she can talk. Pam, can you talk?
And I don't know. Don't.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Al, if you have to go, don't worry. We're hanging in, and we won't, and we want to honor time. So I don't want to overdo because we've been here quite a while. Pam.
Okay. A couple of years ago, the whole business of audiobooks came up. I gave you a referral to a guy who does voiceover, who's got his own studio. He's 2 years more into getting practice on it. He's getting jobs left and right, so I'll be happy to give you that information again if you'd like to follow up and see if you'd like to make a bid that's lower than maybe some of the others.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I did forward it to Bill at the time, but and I can find it again, but if you want to do me a favor and resend it, be a lot easier. Thanks. But it was forwarded and it was looked at, so I think it's time to look at it again.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Karen.
Thank you. I just wanted to respond to the comment Stefan was making. I am having a lot of conversations with people about the challenges to find service volunteers. And I think it would be well worth creating some literature to look at that. I just have the Big Red Book open in front of me. And looking at page 583, which talks about old timers sharing and giving service 6 years and up. My recovery did not stop after 6 years. I've been in the program for significantly longer than that. And a lot has happened in the years after I hit 6 years. So I would love to collaborate with some fellow travelers on developing literature that can sort of break down the progress that is possible beyond 6 years and how that might affect willingness to step up for service. If you're interested in collaborating on that, please message me on Slack. Thank you so much.
Or Karen as well here. If some are not on Slack, you might want to put an email out so that they can contact you. And one of the very quick ways to do things to think about, and we're looking at it, the teens actually want it. They want to have a booklet just on teens, and we're going to copy it. We're going to take the copyrighted material right out of that chapter. So it's a small booklet for them. And so if it's already been approved and copyrighted, there, just like our free literature, there may be places where we can get things in trifolds or small booklets. So just offering that as a possible thought. I'm going to stop, and we're at 1:46 Eastern, and Carmen's probably telling me that we're all out of time.
We are all out of time. Do you want to close out with the Serenity Prayer?
So,
Or something different? I don't
or
know.
something different. Who would like to close off? Would love to hear someone else's voice. And it can be any language or accent. Remember, accents do count. Okay, Josh.
Would love it if we could either do the commitment to service or the long version of the Serenity Prayer. Whichever is easiest for somebody to pull up.
Okay.
I can pull up the long version of the Serenity Prayer. Just a second.
I also love the other one too, so good thoughts. Helps to ground me.
All right, got it. God, higher power, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me.
Thank you,
I
Chester.
seek patience for the changes that take time, an appreciation for all that I have, a tolerance of love and compassion for those with different struggles, and the strength to get up and try again one day at a time.
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. Everyone, thank you so much for staying after. We're 45 strong right now. So I wish you all a happy weekend, whatever time zone you're in, whatever day you're in, if we cross the day zone, and keep coming back. We can only do this together in unity and collaboration, and every voice is important. Every voice is important. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for your
And yeah, thank you.